This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Berg. The U.S. House of Representatives has approved a bill reversing recent changes in the U.S. Postal Service, sending $25 billion in emergency funds to shore up the agency ahead of the November election. But as AP's Ben Thomas reports, the bill is not likely to become law.
The House will be in order.
House Speaker Nancy Pelosi called the rare Saturday session, saying members are hearing from upset constituents.
Not receiving your mail on a timely fashion hits home.
She accused President Trump of using the disruptions as another scare tactic ahead of the November election.
Don't pay any attention to what the president is saying, because it is all designed to suppress the vote.
White House Chief of Staff Mark Meadows was also at the Capitol Saturday with a message.
The president's committed to making sure that our postal workers have the assets and the financial resources necessary to make sure that we have on-time deliveries.
However, as voting was about to begin, President Trump tweeted that the Postal Service needs no more money, writing, "This is all another hoax." Ben Thomas, Washington.
Two tropical storms are advancing across the Caribbean, posing potentially historic threats to the U.S. Gulf Coast. Tropical storms Laura and Marco are both projected to approach the U.S. Gulf Coast at or near hurricane force. In an AP interview, National Hurricane Center senior specialist Richard Pash says that records show two hurricanes have never appeared in the Gulf of Mexico at the same time.
No known occurrences of that. The closest seems to be on September the 4th, 1933, when we had a major hurricane over South Florida and another major hurricane over the western Gulf of Mexico.
The current uncertain track would take the storms to Texas or Louisiana. For more, visit our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. Leaders of Mali's military coup sat down in Bamako Saturday for talks with mediators from the West African regional bloc ECOWAS, which has strongly condemned the toppling of President Ibrahim Boubacar Keita. The coup leaders, who call themselves the National Committee for the Salvation of the People, were celebrated by thousands of Malians on Friday at a rally called by the M5 Coalition, which has campaigned for Keita's resignation for months. The 15-nation Economic Community of West African States has taken a particularly hard line on the coup. ECOWAS has already suspended Mali's membership, shut off borders, and halted financial flows to the country. On Thursday, it demanded the immediate release of Keita. The United States on Friday said, meanwhile, it had suspended cooperation with Mali's military. Gravely ill Kremlin critic Alexei Navalny was evacuated to Germany for medical treatment Saturday. Lauren Anthony of Reuters has details.
The longtime opponents of Russia's President Vladimir Putin and a campaigner against corruption collapsed on a plane on Thursday after drinking tea his allies believe was laced with poison. On arrival in Berlin, 44-year-old Navalny was rushed in a convoy of ambulance and police cars to the city's Charité hospital complex. In a statement, the hospital said it will provide an update on his condition once tests have been completed, adding this could take some time. Medical staff at the hospital in Omsk said Friday evening that he was in an induced coma and that his life was not in immediate danger. German doctors had flown there to evacuate Navalny at the request of his wife and allies, who said that the hospital treating him was badly equipped. Navalny has been a large thorn in the Kremlin's side for more than a decade, exposing what he says is high-level graft and mobilizing rallies that draw crowds of young protesters.
That's Reuters' Lauren Anthony. Germany has held a pop concert to see how those attending would spread the coronavirus. AP correspondent Zaria Shackley reports.
German researchers studying COVID-19 packed part of a Leipzig arena with volunteers, collecting data in a real-life simulation of a pop concert with strict health and safety controls. About 1,500 people took part in the experiment run by the University Hospital in Halle, each taking a coronavirus test ahead of time, testing negative, and having to wear protective masks throughout the day's testing. Researchers equipped each volunteer with contact tracers to record their routes in the arena and track the path of the aerosols they emitted as they mingled and talked. I'm Zaria Shakili.
Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd.